Good morning and welcome to the morning news for today, Monday, November 23rd, 2015. I'm your presenter, Richie Ferrell, and here are the headlines. UWP leader says House Speaker making it difficult for opposition to place questions on order paper. DAIC and DMA lament the impact of the closure of DCP on Dominica's foreign earnings and on its GDP. Roseau South MP Joshua Francis calls PM Skerritt's statements about the closure of the DCP political. Barbados gets IDB help to improve road infrastructure. And Brussels lockdown. Belgian police arrest 16 in anti-terror raids. The morning news is brought to you compliments Fast Cash and Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. The details of these and more stories coming up.
Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Welcome back. Opposition leader Honorable Lennox Linton is of the view that the Speaker of the House of Assembly is deliberately attempting to ensure that questions from the opposition do not make it to the floor in Parliament and therefore go unanswered for as long as possible until such time they may no longer be relevant. Mr. Linton said in order to have questions answered in Parliament, they must be submitted for review at least 14 days before the meeting of Parliament. He remarked that based on the conduct of the Speaker of the House, by giving only 12 days notice for the next meeting of Parliament, it is clear that the opposition will not have time to table questions within 14 days. Mr. Linton is even more concerned about the House Speaker has placed questions as an item on the order paper, but has not allowed the opposition enough time to submit its questions. The next sitting of Parliament is scheduled to take place on the 26th of November, 2015.
For you to be sure that your question will come to the floor of the House, you must have it 14 days before. With respect to that meeting now of the Parliament, and given the conduct of the Speaker, there is no way we can get questions into the current sitting of the Parliament that may be relevant in terms of the time. It's not like we're having meetings of the Parliament every month. When we have this meeting of Parliament on the 26th, it could be months again before we have another meeting of Parliament. So when the questions you have submitted now for the meeting get deferred to the next meeting of Parliament, that next meeting could be 4, 5, 6 months down the road, at which time the question is totally irrelevant.
In more news, the Dominica Association of Industry and Commerce, DAIC, and the Dominica Manufacturers Association, DMA, have expressed their sadness by Colgate Palmolive's having to cease its Dominica operation of the long-standing at the Dominica Coconut Products Limited, DCP. DCP has for several decades been engaged in the production of raw oil and soap primarily for export. It has been involved in manufacturing and packaging soaps and other laundry detergents, dishwashing detergents, toothpaste gels and tooth powders, natural glycerin, hand soaps, dentrifices, pre-soaks, toilet soaps, waterless hand soaps and scouring cleansers. The closure of DCP means more than 90 people will be out of work. The company was severely impacted by flooding during Tropical Storm Erica. In a press release issued jointly by DAIC President Jeffrey Baptiste and DMA President Ives Bonnier on Friday, 20th November 2015, the organizations said DCP has been a household name and a vital part of the national economy for decades, providing employment and playing a key role in the manufacturing sector. The release added, with significant levels of exports, DCP has contributed to the country's foreign exchange and overall contributed significantly to the country's gross domestic product, GDP. The DAIC and the DMA empathize with the 94 employees who have lost their jobs as a result of the closure of the plant. It said when members of the DAIC executive visited the DCP after Tropical Storm Erica and witnessed firsthand the magnitude of the impact caused by the storm to the plant and the potential risk to its investment was evident. Understanding the significant role DCP plays in Dominica's economy as a manufacturer and exporter, the DAIC saw the urgency of giving DCP's predicament national visibility to engage government to ensure that due consideration be given to facilitate any support that DCP needed to remain part of the Dominican economic landscape. Meanwhile, after listening to statements made by Prime Minister Honorable Roosevelt Skerrit about the shutdown of DCP, MP for Roseau South Honorable Joshua Francis says he regards the utterances of Mr. Skerrit as rather dubious. Mr. Francis contends that some questions need to be asked and Mr. Skerrit needs to provide some clarification to the public. Mr. Francis stated that there is a multiplier effect to one losing their source of income. He explained that if one individual carries the financial burden in a family and they suddenly become unemployed, then the entire family will suffer.
At the end of the day, not only the employees will be affected, there is a multiplier effect. Assuming there is one person in a household who worked and that person happened to be an employee at Colgate Palmolive, it means that everybody in that household is now unemployed. So that person who carried that economic burden now has been removed from the job market, and as such, that entire family is going to be affected.
Francis further stated that in order to lead a country, one must first understand their job. However, for a leader who has been in power for a significant number of years, one must question their maturity in understanding Dominica's economy. Francis added that one of the biggest weaknesses of the DLP administration in the aftermath of Tropical Storm Erica is that it lacks focus on the economy in order to ascertain a proper way forward. In light of the shutdown of the DCP factory, he views the move to purchase the DCP factory as just a political act.
One of the biggest weaknesses of this government post Tropical Storm Erica is that they have not really focused on the economy. They have not really put any task force to make a proper assessment of our economy and to ascertain how we are going to move forward. This is how you take care of business. Now that Colgate Palmolive has decided to shut its doors, Prime Minister quickly trying to do some damage control. But this is just a political move.
In more news, Commonwealth leaders will meet in Malta from November 27th to the 29th, and the Caribbean has not yet reached a consensus on which of its two candidates it will nominate for the post of Commonwealth Secretary General. The two candidates are Baroness Patricia Scotland, nominated by Dominica, and Sir Ronald Sanders, nominated by Antigua and Barbuda. Dominica's Foreign Affairs Minister Francine Baron says the two countries will meet to discuss the matter to see whether an agreement can be reached. She says it is significant to consider which of the two candidates is likely to be able to command the majority votes within the Commonwealth.
We are in a situation where we have two candidates now from the Caribbean region. And it's important going forward to consider which of the candidates are likely to be able to command the majority votes within the Commonwealth. What has been decided is that the two countries from the Caribbean who have candidates will discuss the matter to see whether we can arrive at a an agreement moving forward. However, it's something that has to be discussed. You have to look at all the pros and cons and take into account all the different factors.
Ms. Frantzen Baron was addressing the 62nd meeting of the OECS Authority this week in Dominica. She says while three persons have been nominated for the post, there is still opportunity for other members of the Commonwealth to nominate candidates. An opposition leader, Honorable Lennox Linton, turns to constituents and the UWP supporters for guidance regarding the way forward for dealing with the House Speaker's actions in suppressing opposition questions from the order paper. He says the opposition cannot accept the fancy footwork by the Prime Minister and Speaker of the House in preventing them from bringing the people's critical questions to Parliament.
I want the people of Marigot and I want the people who we represent in Parliament to guide us, because this is getting extremely ridiculous and nonsensical right now. We cannot be there talking about the oversight responsibility of Parliament. We cannot accept that 22, section 21 provides, subject to provision of these standing orders, questions may be put to ministers relating to public affairs for which they are officially responsible. That's the broad expectation and provision. But in order to do that, a whole lot of fancy footwork is going on with the Speaker and the Prime Minister to ensure that we do not get in relevant topical questions for the sitting of the Parliament. Because what is she doing? She's sticking to the 12 days to give us notice, knowing fully well that she's going to come back and say, you should have your questions 14 days in advance to ensure that they get on the other paper.
The United Workers Party leader says many citizens have advised that the parliamentary opposition remain in Parliament. However, their task is being made impossible when Speaker of the House and the Prime Minister are on a campaign to prohibit the effectiveness of the parliamentary opposition.
And it is time for the people to tell me what is it we must do. Because there's all this thing around Dominica, oh, go to Parliament. You should not boycott. You should be in the Parliament. You must go. What are you asking of us specifically when the Speaker of the House and the Prime Minister are on this campaign to make sure you cannot contribute effectively to the work and the functions of the House? And what is happening this time around? The Speaker has just gotten 111% salary increase. She's showing her appreciation to the other side by this new round of harassment and frustration for the members of the parliamentary opposition.
That was leader of the United Workers Party, Honorable Lennox Linton. And Commonwealth leaders will meet in more news. The dental unit of the Ministry of Health will be conducting an oral health survey from December 8, 2015 to February 18, 2016. According to Chief Dental Officer Dr. Adeline John, poor oral health has unfavorable effects on the public, particularly in children. She says based on clinical observations, they realized that a number of persons, particularly adolescents and the elderly, are reporting a high prevalence of caries, abscesses, extractions and periodontal gum disease. She says further that they have also noticed a high incidence of oral cancers lately, hence the need for an oral health survey at this time. Dr. John says this survey will seek to compare the results obtained in the 2006 survey and introduce methods aimed at improving the oral health condition here.
The results of the survey that was obtained in 2006 showed that 47.8% of all the children were caries-free. 38.8% and 41.8% of 12-year-olds and 15-year-olds respectively had at least one decay in permanent tooth. The 6-year-old had a mean of 2.11 decayed, missing due to extraction or temporary filling, and a mean of 0.4 decayed, missing or filled permanent teeth. The DMFT scores for 12-year-olds and 15-year-olds were 1.20 and 1.68 respectively. The cavity severity was higher among the 15-year-olds than among 12-year-olds. Differences were also observed by the school district, and there were no differences observed by sex or ethnicity due to the lack of interview at the time.
Dr. John gives an overview of the survey to be officially launched at the end of this month.
We're going to have a training session for the members of staff, the field supervisor, the data entry clerks, from the 30th of November to the 4th of December 2015. After the training and calibration of staff, the data collection will begin. On the 8th of December, as I said earlier on. Now, you will have a questionnaire that will be administered to the clients. The children of the 6-year-olds, the questionnaire will be sent to the parents so that they can fill it out prior to the survey. The 12-year-olds, the parents will also be asked to fill in the questions for them. Now, there will also be a consent form that the parents has to sign prior to that survey. Now, after the questionnaires, you have the assessment form that we're going to take. There will be a clinical examination with an assessment form that you will be looking at different aspects that we really want to take into consideration during that survey. A group that we are looking at is the 6-year-old, 12-year-old, and the 15-year-olds in the primary schools. 16 to the 19-year-old adolescents, and then the 35 to 44 and 65 to 74.
That was Chief Dental Officer Dr. Adeline John. And bus drivers in Dominica are being urged to make their health a priority. This call came from local bus driver Augustine Pascal. Speaking at a health fair at St. Joseph recently, Pascal said too often bus drivers pay little or no attention to their health status and focus only on making money.
I have a word for the bus drivers. I want to let them know that, you know, majority of we don't look at our health status because, you know, all we like to do is think of maybe making a dollar every day go on the road, and sometimes we don't eat on time, we don't check the doctor, we don't check our health. I would like to send a message to them. You need to check your health, because without health, the dollar you're thinking of, you can't make it. You need to be healthy to at least make the dollar you want to make, because health is a very, very important. So I'm asking all the bus drivers, take time for yourself. Take time for yourself and, you know, and at least you will know how you stand, your health status is.
In more news, President of Hummingbird Air, Sam Raphael, says the airline will resume passenger flights to Dominica in late December 2015. He said the airline had taken a decision to suspend all passenger flights in order to restructure its operating procedures and make management changes after a recent landing incident in St. Lucia. The company is taking time out to retrain our captains and make key personnel changes to better serve the traveling public, Raphael said. He apologized to the traveling public for having suspended flights during the busy Christmas season. However, he feels that the decision was necessary in the long-term interest of the company and passenger safety. Raphael is reminding the public that the company still operates cargo and ShopNet delivery flights between the U.S. Virgin Islands and Canefield Airport every Monday and every Thursday. He added that the directors of Hummingbird Air recognize the importance of air access to Dominica and plans to continue to provide safe and reliable service to the island. The Public Works Corporation, in more news, is confirming that it has not been able to meet payments to its employees for several fortnights now. Chairman of the board of the PWC, Titus Francis, says the latest development is very unfortunate. He says the corporation is experiencing financial problems, but will spare no effort to ensure payments are made.
It is true that, unfortunately, again, we have not been able to meet payments for the last four fortnightly paid employees and 2 months for the monthly paid employees. And all of that really speaks to the cash trap situation that the corporation is experiencing, and it is not a comfortable, it is an embarrassing situation as a matter of fact, but that is what we are faced with, that is what we are grappling with, that is what we are committed and determined to resolve as we.
You've just heard Chairman of the PwC Board, Titus Francis. The PwC has had to lay off some 20 employees because of what it said is the corporation's inability to pay. These employees have reportedly filed for redundancy payments. In more news, Barbados will rehabilitate sections of two major highways to lower transport costs and improve road safety with a US $25 million loan approved by the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB. The IDB loan will finance the rehabilitation and improvement of approximately 31 kilometers of key segments of Barbados' primary road network, including drainage, construction of sidewalks, rehabilitation of associated bridges and culverts, and safety features, along with a pilot for outsourced performance-based routine road maintenance. And Belgian police have made 16 arrests in anti-terror raids, but suspected Paris attacks gunman Salah Abdeslam remains at large, the authorities have said. Some 22 raids were carried out Sunday across Brussels and Charleroi, the federal prosecutor's spokesman stated. Brussels remains on the highest level of terror alert. Universities, schools, and the metro system will stay closed until Monday. More than 130 died and 350 were injured in the Paris attacks 10 days ago. And that's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. UWP leader says House Speaker making it difficult for opposition to place questions on order paper. DAIC and DMA lament the impact of the closure of DCP on Dominica's foreign earnings and on its GDP. Roseau South MP Joshua Francis calls PM Skerrit's statements about the closure of the DCP political. Barbados gets IDB help to improve road infrastructure and Brussels lockdown. Belgian police arrest 16 in anti-terror raids. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of Fast Cash and Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. If you've missed any of our news packages, you can log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or you can click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the entire news team, I've been your presenter, Richie Ferrell, wishing you a pleasant morning.